brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got St. John Hunt coming up to get into the part two interview about his father, the Black Ops commander, CIA section chief in Mexico City, E. Howard Hunt, head of the Watergate burglars, head of the Bay of Pigs op, head of the overthrow of Ardennes in Guatemala. It's just unbelievable. And part two of the interview coming up. Then Dr. John Breeding will be in studio the last 30 minutes. New bill they're trying to pass in Texas, and because the statistics are 3% of the times when doctors at hospitals say somebody's crazy and they want them committed, 3% of the time the cops will respond and go get a judge's order, which is good because the mental patients are the doctors and the psychiatrists. And because cops, you know, usually don't buy into it. Well, now they want to make it where without a judge, a jury, without any, even a judge, the doctors or their medical staff can send you to the loony bin. Huge news in Texas, and they're doing similar things across the country. We'll talk about that in the last 30 minutes today. Right now, Silverstein warned not to come to work on 9/11. 9/11 truth activist says security guards spill beans while one gets fired for calling in a false bomb threat to frame demonstrators. That's the report. New York 9/11 truth activist Luke Radowski claims WTC complex owner Larry Silverstein and his daughter got a warning on the morning of 9/11 not to come to work that day. His source, Silverstein's own security guards, Radowski and his protest group, We Are Change, protested Silverstein outside the new WTC 7 building last month and were confronted by Silverstein's security entourage, who proceeded to harass the group before calling in a fake bomb threat to the NYPD in an attempt to have the demonstrators arrested. Now, I know Paul just threw this together real fast. Great job, Paul. But we need to add here, as we always do, it's kind of a work in progress, that we have the three witnesses that were there. And you could barely hear it on the tape, but we'll just go off the witnesses, saying we're police officers. And then they call the police, and the cops come, and they are taking direction from them. Because, you know, Silverstein's the big head honcho around there. And I guess that's how it works in New York City. The cops just follow what these guys say. We talked to their private security staff. We talked to the people who were there with Larry Silverstein on 9/11. They said he got a phone call telling him not to show up to work. And he called his daughter up, and his daughter also never showed up to work, Radowski told the radio show this past weekend. Obviously, Silverstein arrived later in the day, but the claim that he was given foreknowledge of the incident at the World Trade Center before the first plane had crashed is a bombshell revelation, perhaps even shadowing his infamous Pullet comment. In addition, it has since come to light that one of the thug security guards who intimidated We Are Change protesters during his demonstration outside the WTC 7 and called in a false bomb threat. And he did. He said, yeah, I think he's got a bomb. He's got a bomb. I'm calling the cops. You're going to go to jail. Called in a false bomb threat to frame the group, has recently fired by Silverstein Properties. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit against the security guard. Who knows? Do what you want, but I think him getting fired is enough. Just because these are serious people. Kind of a rule, like you trounce them, but then, I don't know, I got to think about sticking it in them, you know, once they're on the ground. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit, because see, if you sue them, there'll be a counterclaim. That's my reason for instinctively saying that. I'm just not reading this. I just got this. I heard about it before it went on air, but I didn't know Paul would have it out this quick. Radowski is now seeking legal representation to explore a possible lawsuit against the security guard, who also threatened the activists with 30 days in the hole, as well as claiming their cell phones were guns. That was New York cops actually did that, and when they grabbed the camera and the stuff, so they should get in trouble too. And that the wires coming out of their bags were bombs. NYPD officer later arrived to investigate the bomb threat, but the protesters were left alone. They were actually detained for 1 hour. They were actually taken into custody, as it immediately became apparent that the security guard had made a hoax bomb report a serious crime. Such knowingly misleading a false information is not only malicious and immoral, but it's also been made illegal under the Anti-Terror Act, Anti-Hoax Act of 2003. We'll be right back.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's a huge news Monday. Let me tell you, they've done brainwashing torture drills in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, USA Today. Teacher staged fake gun attack on children. Don't tell them that it's a drill. Turn the lights off. Tell them that they were basically going to be killed. Had a guy in a mask going around to terrorize them. That is classic torture. Right out of the CIA files. That Scales Elementary. And that is Murfreesboro. And that's the release. It's all part of federal funding. Silverstein, the claim, warned not to come into work on 9/11. And that dovetails with the Wall Street Journal reporting the same thing, which again was in my stack, but they give his alibi, which he suddenly wants to go give the Wall Street Journal a headline article about. Oh, headline! Why he didn't go to work that day? We just want you to know. I mean, there's no doubt they're surveilling us. I talked to Luke about that conversation 2 weeks ago, and I guess he talked to more security guards, and they repeated it. We're going to get a hold of Luke and get him on, if we can, to vet more of this out. But very important article up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I cannot stress how important all these articles are. New WTC footage reignites BBC Building 7 controversy, how they reported that Building 7 had fallen before it had fallen. Now, we'll get to that later. But for the next hour and 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk for about 15, 20 minutes, then we're going to take your calls. But listen, I want to talk about the JFK assassination or Bay of Pigs, or you can talk about the plumbers if you'd like, but really JFK. And usually I say it's open phones, but on this subject. I'm telling you, it's topic specific. We've got him on. He's gracious enough to give us this time. He's St. John Hunt, the oldest son of E. Howard Hunt. He was the CIA section chief in Mexico. And that was also for surrounding countries. They didn't have section chiefs in every Latin American nation. He was the head of the Bay of Pigs op. He was the head of overthrowing Ardennes successfully. The 1954 coup in Guatemala, taking cues from Kermit Roosevelt, the black op. Of course, overthrowing Mohammed Mossadegh in Iran. He was involved in overthrowing several other nations. He was a black op commander, of course. I didn't mention this last time, and it's admitted in Mission Impossible from the TV show Mission Impossible from the 60s. That's about E. Howard Hunt. That's why it's called Ethan Hunt, E. Hunt. And of course, the writers of the original show admitted that later, that that's E. Howard Hunt, folks. The original, you know, he's supposed to be the gray-haired guy in there, you know, who's commanding the people. That's E. Howard Hunt. And so he literally ran hundreds of operations. He's known for, you know, basically the Bay of Pigs, but they weren't given their air cover. And then, of course, he's known for, oh, he screwed up with the plumbers. No, that was the Cubans over and over again, just getting confident. But he's not known for all his major successes, which I'm not defending those successes. The point is, this is the guy. This is Mr. Mission Impossible. And here is his son, which I didn't add, and he's such a gentleman, he didn't point it out, hidden on his website. I'm going to make sure a link's put up to this today. I told my webmaster, too. I think it's up there now on Infowars.com. He has a video out, which is very historical and very well done. A little presentation that St. John Hunt does that all of you need to get while it's still available. Who knows what could happen or what could develop. You need to get this for your library. And that's at his website, stjohnhunt.com. And St. John, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Alex, thank you very much for having me back again.
You bet. First off, just out of the gate, tell us about the presentation video you did and how people get it.
Well, you can go to my website, as you mentioned, stjohnhunt.com, and there'll be a prompt there that you can order the DVD. I've got a DVD that's that I had produced just a few weeks ago, actually, maybe a month ago. It's an interview. It's about a little over an hour long in its length, and what I do, what I speak about on the DVD are the most important elements of the information that my father gave to me before he passed away regarding the JFK assassination, how I came about that information, what the setting was, why he told me, when he told me, and then I show the handwritten memos that my dad wrote to me outlining his participation and his knowledge in that operation that, well, I guess eventually resulted in the removal of a president and the ushering in of a new era in government.
How do folks get the video there on the website?
Well, I think if you scroll down, I think it says new DVD, and then it says Dreamland Productions. I believe I'm not looking at my website right now. I'm not where a computer is, but if you go to stjohnhunt.com, I think it's sort of self-evident there. Is that
absolutely. In fact, I'm on the website right now, stjohnhunt.com. I just wanted to get that out for people who wanted that information and who want to get the DVD.
Thanks, Alex.
Now, last time we covered how your father was involved in the Kennedy assassination. I was just talking to you during the break. Clearly, you know, he was. Some people taken the statement of bench warmer and tried to twist it around to say your father wasn't saying he was involved. No, he's saying that he was there in a management position. You agreed with my interpretation of that. There's really no other interpretation. And others have tried to spin it and are saying now that your dad's saying it only went up to JFK. And only up to Vice President LBJ, and that Nixon is involved. No, you're just putting out what your father said, what he knew in his compartmentalization. Certainly you're not saying that there weren't other groups higher up involved.
Well, yeah, certainly not. And I'm certainly not saying that there weren't other assassination plots that may have even been in motion at the same time as this one. I think it's well documented that there were a lot of factions that wanted the removal of President Kennedy. You know, some of the more classic ones are the mafia plots and the you know, and that sort of thing. But so, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, from what my father told me, he didn't say that this was the only plot that was up in a, you know, up and working. And my father certainly on the tape says that as a runner, when things were going in the running up position for the big event, which is what he called, which is what the code name for the JFK assassination was, they called it the big event. He said it was in Miami and elsewhere. So that gives me an indication that there was, you know, other places where this could have been carried out, and perhaps where other teams may have been stationed to carry this out had the one in Dallas not worked.
Well, in fact, from the JFK researchers that have been vetted and you know, really done their research, we know there were more hit teams down the route. I mean, they weren't going to stop, that they were going to get him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And of course, the government always, you know, why buy one when you can buy five, or, you know, buy two, as they say. Of course, they had other operations going, and I guarantee you they had other patsy ops going. In case things went wrong, they were going to hang other groups out to dry.
Yeah.
I mean that's synonymous with black ops.
That is classic standard procedure. You always have a plan B and a plan C in place, you know, fully ready to... you know, to take action. And that could be what my father's referring to as being a bench warmer. He could have been, in the capacity that, if plan A wasn't going, you know, properly, then, he was in a position to move plan B into.
Well, we know that, the black op arm of the Pentagon, that Colonel Fletcher Prouty would have been over, but he was sent to the pole. We know that they even had soldiers in the air. I mean, there's no telling what they were planning.
That's right. It was a huge conspiracy, but, it wasn't necessarily that there was a huge amount of people involved in the conspiracy, because if you have just a few key people in the right places,
compartmentalization. Authority,
you can compartmentalization. Absolutely, that's the standard procedure in that kind of intelligence community. Need to know.
And were you going to say something else? I interrupted.
I was just going to say that there may have been, you know, not as many people as some people theorize involved. I mean, some people speculate, oh, well, you would have to have hundreds of people involved in this conspiracy. Just would never have been possible. But that's just not true. You have a few key people in positions of control and positions of authority, and you can make a lot of things happen.
Absolutely. Getting into... There was a lawsuit with your father against the Liberty Lobby a long time ago when they said that Howard Hunt had been one of the tramps. Now, clearly, there's the photo that woke you up that you saw hanging on that telephone pole that time you were in that phone booth.
Yeah.
You know, as you pointed out to me during the break, that suit was lost.
Yes, he lost that suit. Apparently, he won the initial judgment, and on appeal... he lost the appeal decision. Now, Mark Lane handled the defense of Liberty Lobby in that second trial, and he wrote a book called Plausible Denial. There was some testimony. I mean, they had a lot of circumstantial evidence linking my father to his role.
Now, of course, if your father didn't sue, the CIA would know he wasn't being loyal and would probably have eliminated him.
Yeah, you know, he had signed, you know, of course, the standard, you know, secrecy agreements that all intelligence operatives have to sign. So he was treading a very fine line there. You know, how can you sue, how can you call the government as a witness to your whereabouts if you can't list them, officially as, you know, in whatever capacity you were working them, for them for. So, you know, he was kind of, out on a limb there, and he lost that lawsuit. It cost him a great deal, and they had witnesses that placed him in Dallas on that day. Some were credible, and some weren't so credible. But I've had.
But now it doesn't matter because he went public, and we have his son, St. John Hunt, on with us. When we come back, I want to talk about where you were on that fateful day in 1963. Some of the other little stories that are just amazing about different things you witnessed growing up in the Hunt household. And then your calls.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Why do we think there is no
move?
You are not
using
them.
We have to stand up for
you. Why would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on?
St. John Hunt, the eldest son of E. Howard Hunt, the spymaster, now admittedly involved in a support capacity, in his words, with the JFK assassination back in 1963, now almost 44 years ago. And going back to St. John Hunt, who has the website stjohnhunt.com. St. John, before we get into some of the things that happened in your youth, helping your dad one time clean off spy equipment, you know, during the whole Watergate thing, going back to the day when Kennedy was killed, your father had always said he was at home making dinner. Was your dad home? Was he making dinner?
Well, I don't have that recollection, and you know, it would be so much easier. It would have made my life so much simpler if I had that recollection. But I don't have a recollection of seeing my father that day. I know he used his children as an alibi, that was 1963. I was in fifth grade. I was at Brookmont Elementary School, so I have a vivid recollection of, and I think most people that were at least, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, recall the events of
President
that day.
Kennedy has been shot.
Yeah, and school was closed, and we were sent home, where I waited with the, you know, in my house with my mother for, you know, for what to do next. You know, you sort of just sit around and watch the TV. But as far as my father, you know, going to a Chinese grocery store and picking up ingredients for a home-cooked Chinese meal and chopping bok choy in the kitchen and having dinner with his children, watching television, that's not my recollection.
Well, everybody I know, my mother, my uncle, my dad, they all remember exactly where they were when it happened.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the key weak point in the trial at Liberty Lobby where you know, once Mark Lane got my father on the witness stand and hammered away at his alibi, it just crumbled, changed several times, and it's never been you know, established beyond reasonable doubt as to where he was. He had 11 hour sick leave that day or the day before from the CIA that he took. So, you know, in 11 to 16 hour period, I don't know what, you know, I can only speculate what he, you know, what he could have done.
Well, something sick definitely was happening. Now, many years later, I guess, or a few years later, you were a little bit older and your dad arrived one evening and wasn't his normal gentlemanly or a well-kept demeanor. What happened in conjunction with you helping him clean up some equipment?
Well, that was the night of the DNC break-in when the when my dad's Cuban crew were arrested over there at the DNC. It was June of 72, as I said, and I was asleep down in my room in the basement, a room which my father had constructed for me, and he came in, flicked the light switch on, and I sat upright. He was standing at the foot of my bed, you know, just in a high state of anxiety, sweating, jacket frumpled, tie loosed around his neck, and he just gave me the instructions to not ask any questions and come immediately upstairs to the master bedroom as quick as I could. So I threw some clothes on and ran upstairs. I knew there was something terribly, terribly wrong. My father, I'd never seen him lose his composure before, and he was clearly lost all his composure. He was frantically moving things around, trying to make phone calls, changing his clothes, and I went up there, and he said, open up that suitcase on the bed, and I need you to go into the kitchen, get some dishwashing gloves, some Windex, some roll of paper towels, and I need you to come back here, and I need you to wipe down everything inside and the entire suitcase. Put those gloves on and just start working at that right away. Don't ask me any questions. And he went and took a quick shower, and I sat in that room for 45 minutes, and I wiped all manner of stuff down: wires, little boxes, walkie-talkies, microphones, various you know, stainless steel, you know, poles, tripod things, and then when I had it all done, we wiped the entire suitcase off on the outside, and he said, okay, you know, let's load that up in the car. We threw it in the back of his green Firebird and drove it out to the canal locks out River Road in Potomac, Maryland, and we tossed it in the water. That was only one of several
things. Stay there, my friend. We're going to be right back. Just absolutely amazing story. I want you to finish that up. And we're going to open the phones up. straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Toll-free number to join us on air for the next 45 minutes with St. John Hunt, son of E. Howard Hunt, who's now released a tape and written pages before he died, to his son, who's gone public with him about what experts had known for close to 40 years, that E. Howard Hunt was in the catbird seat running much of that operation, as he had done many other serious operations, overthrowing other leaders around the world. That's what E. Howard Hunt did, hence Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt, in the television show and movies after his father. Before we go to BL, Richard, David, and Century, and many others that are holding, I want to tell you about a great new sponsor. It's Protogrow. What do I say about this stuff? I've been reading about Protogrow, using Protogrow, seeing others use Protogrow for now over a year. I vet my sponsors that I plug here on the radio, and it is concentrated sea nutrients and minerals which have been depleted from the land because it's all been running off the land, not just from agriculture, but naturally. That's why the ocean is salty and filled with all those minerals. And just the research involved in all of it, it is so amazing. And it's a really good price. You try to buy comparable, so-called sea-based stuff, it's a lot more in many of the stores I've seen. And most importantly, they support this show and their patriots. Protogrow, I just want to give attention to all the gardeners, but also people who just have houseplants. If you've ever wanted to grow taste of your fruits and vegetables, you can do it now. There's a new product available that makes growing delicious fruits and vegetables easier than ever before. It's called ProtoGrow, and thousands of gardeners now swear by this bioactive plant superfood. It's just amazing. It's dynamite on fruits and vegetables and on almost any flower you can think of, even your wheatgrass. Literally, any plant will not only flourish but grow like crazy, like you've never thought possible with this new superfood for plants. And, I mean, you put Miracle-Grow and stuff on things, that's a chemical, and then you end up just eating that. This is all natural, folks, and that's the key. If you want tastier, larger, and all-around healthier plants, I cannot recommend to you a better product than ProtoGrow. Forget everything else you think you know about what fresh fruits and vegetables taste like, and call the folks at ProtoGrow at 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, and use extension PG202 with your order. 877-327-0367, use extension PG202 with your order, or visit them on the web for more information at growlikecrazy.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 877-327-0365, or simply go to growlikecrazy.com. We also have banners on jonesreport.com. It's right at the top of jonesreport.com, presentplanet.com, and infowars.com. ProtoGrow, ladies and gentlemen. And a brief plug for my films and books and materials. We have a secure online video and books for a shopping cart at infowars.com and presentplanet.com. And that's how we support and run our operation here. That's the main source of funding. Plus, they're great films to wake you up to the New World Order, the different crimes they commit, the black op government, the shadow government that even USA Today and Washington Post admitted on Friday are running everything. Pretty much my job's gotten a little bit easier, folks. It's kind of all out in the open, but now what do? We educate the rest of the dumbbell population that isn't awake yet. That's the number one solution to our fight. Here and Terror Storm, the first edition, will be gone soon. We're selling out of it quickly. There's a little bit of them left here. Amazon.com has some discounted down to, what, $12 a copy. And it's over 3 hours on the DVD. A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Terror Storm. And when they're gone, they're gone. That will be it for Terror Storm, first edition. Second edition comes out in late July. And see it also as a way of supporting us, as I said, when you get Terror Storm. But if you want the collector's item, the original copy, I tell you what I'm going to do. Every copy sold out of this office is going to be signed. I just put myself in for a nightmare there. What I'm going to do is print a little card that's signed and put it in with that. Because I don't want to try to rip the packaging off each one of these, the shrink wrap, and pull the sleeve out and sign that. So we'll print up, I think we've got like 700 left. We'll print up the cards and I'll sign those. And for everybody that orders one from Terror Storm, a Terror Storm from Infowars.com, I cannot sign the ones that are in Amazon. That's in their warehouse. Less than 1,000 left there. But I do want to get these out to you, so we need to add that, I guess, the shopping cart, that you will be getting a signed copy as well when you order via Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There, I've just put myself into quite a position to say I'll sign all those, but I will. I've actually got my hand tired before doing it. But people like that, so that means it gets the truth out. Hey, I'll do it. I'll knock my head up against a brick wall. So, again, if you want a signed copy of First Edition Terror Storm, a real collector's item, that is available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. All right, going back to St. John Hunt, son of Spymaster, Section Chief Commander, Black Ops Commander, E. Howard Hunt. One more question before we go to BL and Richard and David and Century and everybody else. Kennedy, growing up in a household later, did you ever hear comments about Kennedy or being around your father and other CIA or other black ops people, defense intelligence, other folks that dropped by? I mean, any other things you haven't talked about or that you have talked about that you haven't elaborated on? Any caveats or addendums or key pieces of info just about what they thought of Kennedy? Or did you ever ask your father before he went public to you? Or just any other little tidbits.
Well, growing up in a household with my father was, you know, as a child, you grow up sort of becoming a little version of what your parents are. So it was well known in our family household that Kennedy was a hated persona. But it was interesting because for a time I went to the same private Catholic school that the Kennedy children went to. So that was always a source of fascination and amusement, as well as some irritation to my parents, because the Kennedy kids would be dropped off in their from their limo, and we would be dropped off in our vehicles, and we'd sort of brush shoulders with the Caroline Kennedy, and you know, I hated her dad. I didn't really know at the time why I hated her dad, but I found out later, you know, why the animosity ran so deeply.
What kind of things were said? I mean, just without any profanity. I mean, just an example.
Well, just that.
I mean, not to imply that your dad was using profanity. He was quite genteel, I know, but please.
Well, actually, he was a man he could traverse both ends of the vocabulary spectrum. So, you know, it wasn't uncommon to hear him use profanity sometimes. But one of the things he liked to say around the house was, "Let's finish the job. Let's hit Ted." You know, so I mean, that's something I've never revealed before, and it doesn't really speak very well to my father.
Oh my God! Your dad would say, "Let's finish the job. Let's hit Ted."
Yeah. Yeah,
and I know you said it, but elaborate. I mean, what context?
Well, in the context that you know, JFK had already been removed, RFK was gone, and you know, his motto was let's finish the job, let's hit Ted. And of course, that was one of his duties in the White House, working for Nixon, was to his first duty actually was to investigate the Chappaquiddick issue, where you know, Ted Kennedy had driven the car off the bridge at Chappaquiddick with Mary Jo Kopechne in the back seat, who drowned in that terrible tragedy.
So there was a real hatred of the Kennedys. I mean, you'd be around the house and he'd just see Ted Kennedy on TV, or
yeah, oh yeah, he'd see Ted Kennedy on TV or read something about him in the paper, and he would smirk, you know, and go, "We should finish the job and hit Ted." So you know, I mean, that's everybody's.
Oh my God! And so that's brand new info.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not the most savory piece of information. I don't like to make my dad look like he was, you know.
I know, but it's so important to shatter the whole JFK myth, because everything else is built on that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, and he had a lot of, you know, when his Cuban friends would come over, and you know, our teammate would be there, Manuel Artime, who was to have been the next president of Cuba. He would come over for dinner, and we'd you know, try to keep politics out of the conversation, but it would always drift into you know, what could we do, you know, what could be done with this country, you know, and that kind of thing, anti-Kennedy rhetoric.
Now, when did they finally admit to you that, hey, Daddy, CIA?
When I was 16, I was 19. Let's see, I was 20 and 74, so I was 18 and 72 when Watergate happened.
Had you already had your own suspicions, or?
Well, I really had no idea. I you know, the cover story was that he worked for the State Department, and so that's why we traveled so much. But you know, when I was 16, they thought that I was mature enough to be able to be told the truth, as long as I didn't mention it to any of my friends. So so that's when they told me I was 16.
Now, did he start making the "let's hit Ted and finish the job" comments after that, or was he just making these out of the blue before that?
It was sometime later. It was probably around, you know, 1968, 1969, when he was saying those kind of things. You know, I couldn't place an actual date on it, but yeah.
So you'd be driving down the road with your dad, and he'd hear something about the Kennedys and say, "Finish the job," or was it in front of the television? I mean, do you remember one specific case?
No, I don't remember one specific case, but there was a lot of cases where he said disparaging remarks about Bobby Kennedy or John Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy. You know, he just hated that whole family and everything they stood for. They were bad people, bad folks for him, you know, to him. And
what was your dad? I mean, summing him up, and then we will go to calls, folks. What was your dad's guiding worldview, or I mean, what was his politics?
Hardline anti-communism. Cold warrior, super patriot, the ends justify the means. If the end is to depose a communist or even a popularly elected president of a country that was leaning towards communist, let's have him removed from office by any means necessary, even if it means the casualties of hundreds if not thousands of the civilian population. Collateral damage, no problem. I asked him one time, well, what about all the people that the Guatemalan coup, which you orchestrated, eventually caused their death and enslavement by the secret police? And he just said, well, that's just the way it goes. You know, we got our guy in there, and that's what's important. So he really had little remorse,
Did he have remorse later in life?
He told me that the only thing in his life that he felt bad about was that the Bay of Pigs and the assassination of Fidel Castro were not successful. So no, he went to his grave. He died without feeling any guilt. I think so.
Why did he then go public about Kennedy?
Why didn't he?
No, I mean, why did he go public about Kennedy with that tape then?
Oh, well, because I think it was important to him. I think it was something he may have been very proud of. And I think, after having been accused of being a part of that operation in one fashion or another, either being a paymaster or being one of the tramps or being one of the orchestrators, he'd been accused of a lot of things by a lot of people who had made a lot of money using his name as, in speculative terms. I think it was important for him, not as a matter of so much to clear his conscience, but just as a matter of saying, well, look, you know, I did this, I was involved in this, and I knew about this, and this was a successful operation. So I think he went to his grave feeling, no remorse about that, certainly.
You think in a way he didn't want to be known for the plumbers, he wanted to be known for JFK?
Well, certainly he wasn't happy that part of his public legacy was to, go down in the history books as a third-rate burglar for the plumbers. So this certainly may have been a way of, elevating his status.
Now we begin to get to the meat. Very interesting. This is riveting. BL in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with St. John Hunt.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Mr. Hunt, I don't think I can properly express my gratitude for learning the truth about the JFK assassination in my lifetime.
Well, sir, thank you.
I wonder if you ever met or associated with any of your dad's personnel around the time of the Kennedy assassination?
At the time of the Kennedy assassination, no. But but following the Kennedy assassination, guys like Frank Sturgis, Bernard Barker, Manuel Artime, Virgilio Gonzalez, Eugenio Martinez, that whole Cuban crew, they were well known to our family household. Also Gordon Liddy, James McCord, all these people, Charles Colson, I met all of those folks.
Any military personnel?
Military personnel, Jack Singlob was a good friend of my dad's for many, many years. I met him recently at my dad's memorial service, but not back in those days. I didn't know who he was.
I thought I might have met a member of your dad's team two Sundays before the assassination in Dallas. I was at the Irving Rifle Range with my father, and there was a man there who was obviously military, vaguely resembled Lee Harvey Oswald, and he had a Mannlicher Carcano rifle and was making a big scene so everyone would remember him.
Oh, I've heard of a story along those lines where there was at least one person impersonating
Oswald.
He
was shooting the other guy's target, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was shooting
the gentleman that reported that?
Actually, the FBI came to... to interview me, and it was a elderly agent who was retired, who had been called back, and a young man, and when he heard what I had to say, his face turned ashen gray. Mm-hmm. He tore up his notes, and he told my father to never let me speak to anyone about that again.
Yeah, I've heard those words myself.
Because the man at the rifle range, he vaguely resembled Oswald, but he was military, and I won't go into all the gory details. I'm going to write it up as a statement and try to get all the detail in there. But basically, he ranted and raved like a madman and then whispered under his breath, "It's okay, kid. I'm not going to hurt you. Go on, get out of here."
Yeah.
And he had hand-loaded cartridges for the Mannlicher Carcano carbine that were improperly loaded, obviously intentionally, because they had a slow powder, and they would throw out big balls of unburned powder that would explode every time he fired. And it made a big scene at the rifle range, attracted a lot of attention. A lot of people tried to intervene because they thought he was going to hurt me.
By the way, I know B.L. B.L., you never told me this story. I know you're a credible person. Write all that up and get it to me immediately. We'll be right back with more calls straight ahead on the other side for St. John Hunt. Stay with us. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing.
St. John Hunt, son of E. Howard Hunt, Black Ops legend, joins us, blowing the Kennedy conspiracy theory of the government wide open. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air with St. John Hunt. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. And St. John, thank you very much for your bravery in coming out with all of this. It's very, very important, I think, as to what's going on today. I'm curious about two things. One, if there was ever any detail mentioned by your father with regard to the assassination of RFK and the players truly involved in that. And also, it seems to be that he's not mentioned Bush Sr. as far as any role in the JFK assassination. There is the picture of him outside the Texas Depository that appears to be him, and also his statement that he doesn't recall where he was the day that Kennedy was assassinated.
There's also the FBI. There's also the FBI letter saying that a George W. Bush was in the CIA. And but go ahead.
From Hoover, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, I don't. I can't. I can't offer any speculation about that. My father never mentioned anything about George Bush. And what was your other question?
Regard to the assassination of Bobby Kennedy and what role and who the players were with that assassination.
No, he never discussed the RFK assassination other than he was, glad that it happened. You know, so it was.
I think that's a huge new development. You're saying your dad. I mean, how did he express his enjoyment of him being dead?
Well, he just. He felt no sadness. He, you know, the rest of the nation was in a deep state of horror and tragedy and shock and disbelief and sadness, and my father was just very cool about it. He was very composed, and he was I wouldn't say he was jumping around tooting a horn, but he was certainly not disturbed by it.
Well, I mean, but earlier, I mean, to be specific, you said that he was glad. I mean, were you watching TV, or did he say, oh, you know, or, hey, that's good, or, oh, well, who cares? Or
well, he was glad in the sense that that when the news came down, or came over the, over the television, he was just pleased, glad in the sense that he didn't say, well, this is a great step towards the fulfillment of his dreams, but he was certainly not unhappy about it.
I mean, how did he? I mean, did he say anything, or did he just smile? Or
I can't recall anything specifically that he said, but
it was a good day.
It was a good day for him. We grew up hating Kennedy, and so if this was one less Kennedy that the world, that the country was going to have to deal with, it was a good thing. So that was very clear.
Unbelievable. That is a great question you brought up, Richard. Anything else?
Yeah, just curious if he might have ever mentioned anything with regard to Manchurian candidates and the use of these type folks to commit.
Well, it's not even Manchurian. They had Sirhan just stumbling around on an amnesiac, and the official L.A. coroner said that Kennedy had been blasted a bunch in the back. Sirhan's at the front, and it was blowing holes in his jacket. You got to be a foot away to do that. They just shot him right in the back and then grabbed a mental patient and trotted him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real simple. If the government would go along with it, I could go grab a mental patient and go bring him to an event and then shoot somebody in the back and then say the mental patient did it if the police played along.
Yeah.
St. John, we'll get your comments on that. Sounds like you have something to say about that. Richard, stay there. We got 20 minutes left or so with just an amazing individual who I'm so honored has decided to spend this much time with us, and we'll have him back up again. And he's St. John Hunt. We appreciate his courage going public. The website, stjohnhunt.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.